98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
25th of June, 1990, Italia 90, that famous penalty save by Paddy Bonner against Romania. Of course, David O'Leary scoring the winner. And I caught up with Paddy on Friday at the SWAI Awards and began by asking him how good it was to be back among the Irish football family.
Yes, listen, it's lovely to be over here. And, you know, old friends that, you know, sometimes I'm living in Scotland, I don't see that often. So a night like this is coming, reminiscing, meeting them, having a chat, having a crack, and it's like as if you'd never been away.
Had you on the phone a couple of years ago about your book, and we were speaking about the penalty save and everything around
sure.
it. Do you get bored talking about it and, you know, hearing other people telling stories about it, like the stories we heard tonight as well?
No, well, the story that Charlie told tonight, I'd never heard it before, which is new, you know. And everybody's got their own story about it, and I've said this so many times, emotion takes over because it was an emotive time. And when you wrap emotion around something, people will remember it as if it was yesterday. So they have their stories, I've got my memories, and it's nice to still even talk about it 30 years later.
And for those people who weren't here tonight, you might just quickly remind us of the story Charlie told about a prisoner and your save.
Yeah, Brian Keenan, Brian Keenan in prison out in Lebanon, and his captives thought he was British, obviously, they were listening to the game apparently, and Brian Keenan jumped up and he could hear the chains and everything, and the guards ran in and he said, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Oh, I'm celebrating saving the penalty and Dave O'Leary scoring." And then he says, you're not British, you're Irish." And then 6 weeks later he was freed. So that's a true story apparently, and Charlie told it tonight, and he told it in his own wonderful way, so it was nice to hear something new. Yeah,
and everybody who's Irish has a story of around that time, where they were, where their parents were, where their friends were. And for you, I'm sure you never get bored of people telling you where they were when you helped Ireland make history.
Yeah, well, as I said, that's the unique thing about it. And it was a moment in life, in their life. Some of the younger generation, of course, growing up now, weren't around, and they don't remember. But it was such a simple time. It was a great time. And to go through that whole period, you know, that summer of 1990, it was probably 6-8 weeks or whatever. And people remember it. And people have come up to me and thanked me because they got closer to their kids. You can imagine having barbecues and so on and looking forward to the next game and planning and so on and so forth, and the weather being good and it was kind of a family experience for many families, and that's what I kind of enjoy that more than actually thinking back and saving the penalty in football, because it's about life, eh?
And if VAR was around now, it probably would be a retake because you were a little bit off your line.
Well, the rules has slightly changed now, and I don't agree with the rule at the moment that you have to have one foot on the line because you have to watch the ball. You can't be watching the line, you've got to watch the ball. Also, but yeah, you're probably right. But anyway, that was then. The rules have changed many, many times.
And Paddy, just finally, also spoke on stage about being back here tonight, and you know your former job at the FAI, and it like being a new house with the windows open and the doors open, and a new face in. You might just expand on that because it was a lovely analogy that you made.
Yeah, well, for me, it's a breath of fresh air now because you know we have gone through the last probably period, and everybody is negative down. Even the staff in the FAI, they were very down and demotivated. And all that now. So now is the time to grow, and there's a new group of directors come in which will give it a breath of fresh air. We need to change other structures alongside that and move on. There's a lot of good things being done, a lot of opportunity that given to young players. We've got a good group of young players coming through. A lot of hard work was done to get them to this stage. Stephen Kenny will probably take on the role and might be the beneficiary. Still, they've got to go through that process of getting into the first team in their clubs and then making the step up to international football. But it's so important have underage international football to give these kids the experience, and then they will get notice and people will put them in the teams because they're good players. So all of that is positive, but there will be changes, no doubt about it, and I wish everybody well in the next coming period because we need Ireland up there competing.
Would you like a role yourself in the new FAI?
Listen, I'll do anything to support. I've always done that. You know, even the day I left, John Delaney asked me to be an ambassador, and I said, I am an ambassador. You know, all of that team was ambassadors. They're always there supporting, and no matter who goes in, will support as long as it's the right thing to do. And as long as player development opportunity is right in the middle of decision making, I'll support anything.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98FM.